The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Gary Anderson. The Badgers are 0-1 in conference play and 3-2 overall, and ranked and receiving votes in both the AP and Amway coaches polls. Wisconsin hosts Illinois on Saturday, an 11 a.m. contest to appear on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us on the call. If you could give some quick opening comments, then we'll open up for questions from the media.
Okay, appreciate you having us on. Start with Melvin Gordon. Unbelievable game again, and he is playing at a very high level, and you know, really on offense gave us an opportunity to stay in the game last week at Northwestern and gave us some opportunities to be right there in the fourth quarter. So he had another tremendous game and continues to do so, and we expect him to continue down those roads and move forward. It was a tough loss. Northwestern played well, and in the end deserved to win the game, and obviously they did win the game. So we're moving onward to Illinois, looking forward for the preparation, started yesterday, and looking forward to practice today.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go ahead and open the call to questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Rusty Miller with Associated Press.
Hey, Coach, a general question. I just wondered, there's 10 teams in the Big Ten that are averaging at least 26 points a game. The perception out there is that offenses are kind of in charge now. I'm taking it that you probably wouldn't agree with that.
Well, my background probably wouldn't allow me to agree with that, but you know, there's some very talented offenses in our conference and throughout the country, and as you continually see the shift with the athleticism on the offensive side of the ball, it's tough to defend people, and it'll shift back and forth, I think, year in and year out, but there's a lot of good offenses, not just in our league, but throughout the country, and you know, we're looking forward to scoring more points ourselves as we move forward.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Patricus with the Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Gary, I forgot to ask you this yesterday. After the game, you talked about the tackling or lack thereof against Northwestern. And I'm just curious, it looked like guys were in position to bring kids down. When you looked at the tape, what exactly did you see that were the issues?
15 missed tackles, and that's what we came up with as a staff. And, you know, that's not good. Credit goes where credit's due. They did a nice job of bouncing off blocks. I thought their running backs ran hard and did some good things. But, you know, 15 missed tackles accompanied with four turnovers, your chances of winning the football game are probably less than 5%.
Were there some fundamental issues, maybe guys not wrapping up, that led to the missed tackles?
Oh, I think it was, you know, the positioning. Sometimes a lot that goes into tackling. If you miss 15 tackles, there's going to be some fundamental flaws. If you miss 15 tackles, there's some young men that you know, you're going to be in tackles and or approaching a tackle in an abnormal position, and you've got to, you know, you've got to get the kid down on the ground, and a good running back pulls through, and a couple receivers pull through some tackles on us. So it would be a combination.
Thanks.
Your next question comes to the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, it sounds like your plan at quarterback is to play both. Do you think it can help both because, you know, they have different skills and maybe alleviate some of the pressure on each guy?
Well, that's, you know, that's kind of the plan right now, and what we've got to do is move forward with the quarterback spot and run the offense that we run with both of the quarterbacks, but also use the strength of both young men, and that is the goal from the quarterback spot. And the key to the quarterback spot right now is the offense functioning as an offense, and so much of our issues last week, it gets highlighted and it gets pinpointed onto the quarterbacks with the issues with the four picks, but you look back at those four picks and you break them down one by one, I think anybody could see that there's a lot more going into those picks than there is just a quarterback making a poor decision or making a bad throw.
No question. Now, also with those quarterbacks, I mean, do you want them both on board with the concept of sharing the role, or does it not matter, you know, sort of how they view it?
Well, I think they are very much on board and communicating with them. I communicated with them after the game, and Coach Ludwig's kind of handled them as we've gone through this week, and yesterday in practice they were both had a very good day and moved around practice well. So I think they both see themselves as, see themselves as competitors and see themselves as starters. So would they want to take every snap? Absolutely. Or are they going to adjust to the situation right now and continue to compete? Yes, they'll do that, and they'll handle it well. And we will see. If one takes it away and runs with it, then he will become the starting quarterback, and the other guy would become the two. But right now there's 1A and 1B.
Thanks so much.
Uh-huh.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andy Coppins from MidtownBadgers.com.
Yeah, Coach, you're talking about, you know, the overall feel of the offense, and it seems like, you know, there's great games in the run game, but there's a little bit of what do you see from your offensive line in the pass protection?
Yeah, you know, it's obvious we struggled last week in pass protection. Again, credit goes to Northwestern and putting some pressure on our quarterback, but I would say this, if I evaluated our first five games and sat down and said, have we improved in pass protection from a year ago, I would say absolutely yes, and I'm excited about that. It's a good thing. We need to protect the quarterback. The quarterback needs to make sure that he gets through his reads. The wide receivers need to make sure that they understand when they're going to break off their routes, and if there is pressure coming, how to adjust to the pressure within the route so, again, the offense can function at a high level. Many times pressure on a quarterback is not just because an offensive lineman gets beat. It goes much deeper than that in the technical side of football. And a functioning offense, I think, will allow us to continue to improve the throw game. It'll help the protection. It'll help the quarterbacks in their throws. It'll help the wide receivers make catches.
And specifically, Dan Bolt's at center. You know, he's been kind of handled having two quarterbacks pretty well. How would you assess his play?
I think Dan's played well. You know, he's snapping the ball to both of them. And last game, we were pretty clean. We were absolutely 100% clean in that issue, which was good to see as far as snaps being handled the correct way and cleanly throughout the game in what was a little bit of a wet game. It wasn't pouring, but there was some moisture out there, and we handled that well. And Danny's commanded the offense well, and I think he's playing pretty good as an offensive center for us and taking every snap.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with the Herb Radio.
Hey, Coach Anderson. Last week you guys lost to Northwestern. Is this something that you – what do you guys have to work on this week to get ready for Illinois to get that, you know, fixed?
You got about an hour. We can sit down and talk about it. We got a lot of things to work on. You know, if I just hit the key points for you, we're -4 in the turnover situation. It's hard to be a good football team, let alone a great football team, if you're -4 on the season. And we're at 0 before we walked in the Northwestern game. Now we're -4. So that'll give you an idea of where we sit there in the last game. Going -4, you're not going to win a game. Not very often you can have an opportunity to get a victory if you're -4 in the turnover category. Our third downs need to continue to improve. Being a functional offense, and I'm going to continue to say it, I've said it 50 times this week, and I'll continue to say it, we need to become, you know, functional as an offense. When I say that, we need just our consistency needs to improve. We need to be have some balance to us, and we need to make plays at opportunistic times. And on defense, last week we would need to tackle better, #1, and then #2, when we have – there was 2 or 3 opportunities in that game. We had a fourth down that they went for that they got. We should have made that play, so we need to coach them better in that situation. On the third down play at the end of the game when they ran the power pass into the flat, we have an opportunity to make that play. We did not make that play. We need to coach them better. So not putting on the kids, I'm putting it on myself.
Thanks, Coach.
Uh-huh.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Go Badgers.